survey, 20% of Gen Z women identify as bisexual. By Katherine Hamilton on March 13, 2024. 30% of Generation Z women identify as LGBTQ+, a percentage heavily bolstered by bisexual identification among young women, a Gallup survey shows. Out of the 28.5% of young Gen Z women who say they are part of the LGBTQ+ community, 20.7% say they are bisexual, essentially driving the increase in LGBTQ+ identification among this demographic. The acronym LGBTQ+ stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, plus queer or questioning, and places sexuality and gender under the same umbrella despite their stark differences. Almost 30% of Gen Z women identify as LGBTQ+, most as bisexual, Jeffrey Jones, a senior editor at Gallup, told NBC News. That's where a lot of the growth seems to be happening. Bisexual identification among Gen Z women is especially striking when compared to previous generations, with each younger generation being much more likely to identify as bisexual. 9% of millennials, 2.8% of Generation X, 0.4% of baby boomers, and 0.1% of the silent generation identify as bisexual, according to the survey. By sex, Gen Z men, 10.6%, are much less likely than their female counterparts to identify as LGBTQ+ or bisexual, 6.9%, the survey found. Overall, the survey found that LGBTQ+ identification in the U.S. has continued to grow, with 7.6% now identifying as some other orientation besides heterosexual. The Gallup survey relied on self-identification, regardless of actual behavior and preferences. The current figure is up from 5.6% 4 years ago and 3.5% in 2012, Gallup's first year of measuring sexual orientation and transgender identity, according to the poll report. Adults who identify as bisexual make up the largest proportion of the LGBTQ+ population in the U.S. across all age categories at 4.4%. While transgenderism has more recently garnered the most media attention, Gallup found slightly less than 1% of U.S. adults identify as transgender. The tiny, transgender share of the population, however, is magnified by the establishment media and by Democrat Party activists who portray trans kids as a victimized minority to help rally their equality-minded party activists for the next election, Breitbart News's Neil Monroe noted. Jones wrote for Gallup that the overall increase in LGBTQ+ identification in the U.S. is being largely driven by younger Americans. The generational differences and trends point to higher rates of LGBTQ+ identification, nationally, in the future, he wrote. If current trends continue, it is likely that the proportion of LGBTQ+ identifiers will exceed 10% of U.S. adults at some point within the next 3 decades. The survey was conducted with 12,145 adults living in the U.S. with a plus or minus 1% margin of sampling error at the 95% confidence level. For results based on the sample of 691 adults who identify as LGBTQ+, the margin of sampling error is plus or minus 1 percentage point at the 95% confidence level. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.